Father, speak to us in the name of Jesus. In a special way, do something to our hearts this night. In Jesus' name, amen. You may please be seated and open quickly to Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 16. Ephesians 6 from verse 16. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Can we read that scripture together? 1, 2, 3, go. Read it one more time. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, this scripture is a very interesting one. Because in the Bible, it's not so easy to find a once and for all solution to certain things. So for instance, there are things that will tell you is prayer and fasting. There are things that is not prayer and fasting, that it will be by walking in love. There are some things that it will be by giving a sacrifice. There will be some things that will be handled by different things, have different ways to respond to them. But he's telling you that there is a weapon in the spirit that is an all-purpose weapon. Are you getting this? There are some tactics of the enemy that, okay, it's prayer that will handle it. There are some tactics of the enemy that, oh, maybe giving will handle it. There are some tactics of the enemy that maybe confession will handle it. But he's telling you that this shield of faith, it can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Glory! That means it's something to study, right? It's something to study. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And that word for darts are arrows. And, you know, what's the difference between a dart and an arrow? A dart is, have you played those games where they will put something like a wood on the wall, and they will tell you to take a small like arrow or something and just throw. And that's a dart. It seems like nothing. But he's telling you that that thing is a fiery dart. And if you look at the old medieval times, the way arrows were used, many times they put them in fire. Have you watched all those movies where they want to shoot arrows and they put it first in fire? Sometimes they put it in poison and send it so that if it touches any part of your body, the person begins to die from there. Sometimes if it comes to fire, if it touches the person's clothes, you know, those days were strange days. Thank God I was not born then. Imagine you're just in your house and you start fighting and you just start seeing arrows. Hey, God. But you see, the good thing about that time was that it helped give a picture to spiritual things. Many spiritual things are like that. That era captured spiritual things in its real essence. Are you getting this? And it's telling you that with the shield of faith, you can quench. Not just stop, but you can quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Amen. Amen. So in spiritual warfare, faith is a shield. Faith is a shield. And the shield of those days is not like the shield that you see in recent times. So it's not Captain America. It's not Captain America's shield. The shield of those days were like almost like doors. They can cover you from head to toe. Are you getting this? And sometimes, if those days in the Roman Empire, when they go to fight battles and they want to enter cities, they come as an army and everybody puts their shields together. And with a corporate shield, are you getting this? They can stop the arrows coming from that territory and advance into the territory. So, The shield of faith is not just a personal weapon, but it's a corporate weapon as a church. Are you getting this? It's a corporate weapon as a church. And you see, in life, the devil will throw many darts at you. But your faith as a shield will determine how far they will go. Now, if you look at this, Ephesians chapter 6, let's begin from chapter verse 14, please. Ephesians 6, from verse 14, it says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Then it says in verse 16, "Above all," that's where I'm going to, verse 16, "above all." So when you have put everything above all, above all, are you seeing the emphasis he's giving to this faith thing? Above all, taking the shield of faith. Can you tell the neighbor, above all? Taking the shield of faith. So you already know what faith is, right? So what is faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what do we now mean by the shield of faith? The shield of faith, you may want to write it so I'll be slow. The shield of faith is learning to hold on to the word of God strong enough that it becomes substance and real to you to resist the contrary darts coming from the kingdom of darkness. Are you getting this? Let me read it again. The shield of faith is learning to hold on to the word of God strong enough that it becomes substance and real to you to resist the contrary darts coming from the kingdom of darkness. So there is a way you can embrace the subject of faith on different matters of your life that at a point you're not even praying about it. It has covered that area of your life. Are you getting me? It has covered that area of your life. Remember that testimony I gave about Bishop Oyedepo, how his wife was bleeding, and he said, his wife came and met him and said, "I saw blood." And he says, "No, you didn't see blood. It's not blood. As long as you did not see a baby, your baby is intact." Now, the reason why he could respond like that was because over that area of his wife's health and baby, he has so built substance on God's word that area is covered. Another area may come, and before you know what is happening, fear has crept in because that area is no longer covered. Are you with me? So, when we talk about taking up the shield of faith, we are saying, take up the word of God and cover every area of your life such that if the devil launches an attack, before it comes, that area is covered. And when the attack comes, you have a word to resist it. Are you getting this? I'm going to give you both a biblical example or two biblical examples and one animated example that we are going to watch on the screen. Two biblical examples and an animated example to explain what I'm talking about. Because the devil will launch attacks at you. Eh? Some of them will come as suggestions to your mind. And if that part of your life is not covered, the attack has started. Some of them will come as events in your life. As maybe demonic attacks or manipulative attacks in your life. And if that area of your life is not covered, if you don't have a shield over that area, if the word of God has not become strong enough over that area of your life, to cover that area of your life as a shield, an attack has come. Are you getting this? God, I pray our eyes are open to understand this in the name of Jesus. What do you do when you wake up in the morning? You get to the office. And God forbid, they give you a sack later. That's an arrow coming. Or maybe something just happens and things are not working the way you expected them to work again. Do you have a shield at that day of challenge, eh, that in spite of what is happening, it will not touch you? Are you getting this? You know, sometimes in the midst of challenge, one of the ways you know if you have the strength for that day is what comes to your heart first. What comes to your heart first? Some people, they will forget every scripture. But some people, when that challenge comes, when the arrow is shot at them, they don't even know when, just say, all things work out together for good. All things work out together for good. All things work out together for good. Are you with me? You see, that word that came out that time is the shield that will protect them from what the devil is trying to do. Listen, the devil is not after the job. He's not after the money. He's after your heart. He's after, are you getting this? If he can break into your heart at that moment, whether by the event, are you getting this? Or whether by the suggestion to your heart, he has gotten you. That's an arrow. It's called the fiery darts of the enemy. Praise the Lord. If you submitted a proposal, eh? And when you were expecting a feedback, you got a negative feedback. What? How did you respond that time? We will know whether you had a shield or no shield. We will know whether your heart has been covered. We will know whether your spirit man has been covered by the word of God. So, getting the word of God that secures every area of your life is raising a shield. Are you getting this? Some people right now, they have been so attacked. It's not just shield they need. They need treatment. Let's remove all the darts. All the things that have pierced your spirit. All the things that have entered inside. Let us heal you first. Then begin to construct a new shield. Are you getting me? Praise the Lord. You know, I am beginning to discover, there are things I'm finding out in this faith teaching. That's why, when you are growing spiritually, don't assume you know everything. No matter where you go to, you must have what I can call refresher courses. Go back and study it again. Go back and look at it again. As I'm growing, I'm discovering that, one of the ways that you will know that you are growing spiritually is the way you respond under pressure. I saw a verse of the Bible. The Bible says, if the first covenant was good, there would have been no means for God to take it away. But he took away the first and he will establish the second. That means if he took away the first covenant, he was going to bring a better covenant. Are you with me? If you read the book of Hebrews, it says that we have been born again under a better covenant. That the covenant that Christ brought is better than the covenant of Moses. Are you getting this? But the part that stood out for me was that he took away the first, that he will establish the second. When you understand that, whatever was taken away was because something better is coming, you rejoice. Every time you understand that, if you lose something, it was because something better is coming. He takes away the first and he will establish the second. See, that understanding is a shield. Are you getting this? So when you apply for something and you get rejected, don't worry, a better one is coming. Are you getting this? When you understand that God is always up to something better. God is always up to something bigger. That's a shield. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. When you understand that the devil cannot destroy what God has started. Jesus said, anyone that comes against this stone will be broken in pieces. And anyone that this stone comes upon will be grinded into powder. You now understand that, listen, I am of the rock, Jesus Christ. Nothing can come against me and survive. At the end of the journey, I will always win. Do you understand that? That understanding is a shield. Are you getting this? There's a verse in the Bible I want to show you. Kapalabarata kasaya. It's in the book of Proverbs. It's not in my note, but the Holy Ghost put it in my heart. It's for somebody. It's for somebody. This word is for somebody. It says, the gift of a man is like a precious stone, whithersoever he turneth, he prospereth. See, you need to get this word inside you. You need to get this word inside you. It's as a precious stone. Whithersoever he turneth, it prospereth. Please let me search it out. Because that word, this is the rhema word for somebody. Somebody's shield. I'm about to give you a shield. Because the Lord is showing me that shortly you are going to find a place, yourself in a place unexpected. Holy Ghost. Look at this. Proverbs 17 verse 8. Can we meditate on this word? Can we meditate upon it? Because right as I'm teaching, I'm seeing one of you. Shortly, you are going to leave this country. And when you get abroad, you're going to get into a place where it will be looking like, how did I find myself here? It will be almost looking like, how did I get to this point? It will be looking like things are tough for you. But this is the word of the Lord to you. It says, a gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. The Lord is asking me to tell you that wherever you go, you will prosper. No matter what happens, you will prosper. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. Can you say after me? Wherever I go, I prosper. Wherever I go, I prosper. Nothing fails in my hand. As long as I am involved, it is under compulsion to grow. It's under compulsion to increase. That business is a gift. It will increase in my hand. Oh, that venture is a gift. It increases in my hand. Glory! A gift is as a precious stone. Whithersoever he turneth, it prospereth. I am a precious stone. I am a gift from God. Wherever I go, I prosper. This is not the end of my life. I'm talking to some of you here. Oh, you think about your life. I've not gone to school. I've not entered this. This has not happened for me. That has not happened for me. No, wherever I go, I prosper. From this point, wherever I am, I prosper. From this point. God told Abraham, lift up your eyes from the place where thou art. Look to the north, look to the south, I will give it to thee. Isn't this faith message? No matter where you are, God is sending the word to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is not the end of your life. This is the beginning. Are you getting this? So you wake up in the morning, you see your son acting somehow. Your child acting somehow. What shield have you put that in spite of that arrow, you can quench the fiery darts? Where is your shield? The arrow came on, waiting to check how much shield you have. This thing I'm telling you, you have to prepare against the evil day. You have to prepare. You have to build your shield. Are you getting this? The same hot water that hardens egg melts cheese. Oh. The same thing that will make somebody strong, that thing will also destroy another person. Are you getting me? So you have to prepare. So let me give an example of what the shield of faith looks like. It's a battle strategy. You will face battles. You will face battles, so things will come to your mind, thoughts. And before the devil even launches physical attacks at you, he will launch attacks at your mind. Remember what we talked about yesterday? That the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God in your life. Casting down imaginations. Listen, you have to tell yourself you are not how you feel. You are not what you feel like. You are what God says you are. Are you with me? And Satan wants you to believe what he says about you. You know, the devil wants you to have faith in him. He's not just against your faith, but he's against your faith in God. He wants you to have faith in him. That's why some people believe so much in demonic power than Jesus' power. Oh, if they see a person flying in the night, they will say, you see, he's a witch. But if a man of God teleports, they will say he's a witch. If a man of God, there is a way you demonstrate the power of God. Do you know that there was a time in Port Harcourt, people got healed and delivered. The testimonies of what God was doing in Port Harcourt Church was spread around our streets. One day, a member of our church, I cannot forget that lady, Sister Victoria, asked her, why have you stopped coming to church? They said that my auntie told me to stop coming to your church because they said you are using serpentine powers. That how will a young, just what, I'm telling you what they told me. They said, how will a young man be preaching and people are getting healed like this? That where did he, who gave him money to do all the things he's doing? Because they were saying, look at all the churches on this street. Which church is doing what that church is doing? He said, that's according to the woman. That small boy. How did he get money? Who gave him power? He said he's using something. That means they have more faith in the devil than in God. I said, so wait, they don't believe that God can do this kind of thing. I'm through us, I'm not even a mother. We never do anything. You dare shout. We never do anything. You are angry. When we now start doing things, what will you now say? When we now buy all the land, buy all the place, buy everything. When we buy your shop and turn it to car park, what will you now do? Eh? What will you now do? You will not say I'm part of a Freemason. You are not serious. But with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Who can be creating and it comes to pass when the Lord has not said so? So you have a dream. Satan shows you in a casket. You wake up. Who can be creating and it comes to pass when God has not said so? That's a shield. You feel a pain in your body and the devil is whispering to you. Are you not seeing what's going to happen? Satan is telling you, are you not seeing? Are you not seeing? 2 days, that pain is there, but you remember. Who can be creating us and it comes to pass? Except the Lord has not said so. God has not told me that I'm going to die. He has told me I shall live and declare the goodness of God in the land of the living. Are you getting me? That's a shield. It will quench the fiery darts of the devil. Am I talking to you? You have been applying for a job. When will you get a job? You have been applying. And the devil starts whispering to your mind, are you not seeing how you are going? Are you not seeing? Are you not seeing how you are going? No. No. A glorious high throne is the place of my dwelling from the beginning. I will always have the best. I will always have the best. I will always have the best. Glory! For instance, like me, the devil can whisper things to me every day. Where are you going to? This new breed has been. Where are you going to? No. I know. I have a shield on my heart. Say unto this young man, Jerusalem shall be inhabited like cities without walls, for the multitude of men and camel daring. I have a shield on my heart. If you can number the stars of the heaven, then you can number our disciples. Millions of stars. Are you getting this? Whether you agree with it or not, in a few months from now, this hall will not take you. Are you getting me? You will be there. We will dedicate our land. You will be there. We will move into the land. You will be there. We'll be holding 3 services. More than 5,000 to 10,000 members. In this Agege, you will be there. You'll be there. You'll be there. When we're having our international partners conference in the U.S., you'll be there. You'll be there. No. I refuse to accept the suggestions of the devil. I raise up my shield. I will come to that business and say, clients are coming. Clients are coming. I have them every day. Clients are coming to this business. Clients are coming to this business. Take up your shield of faith. Can you tell your neighbor, take up your shield of faith? When the devil wants to tell you you will die single, tell them, don't worry, you will attend my wedding. You will attend my wedding. Tell your neighbor, take up the shield of faith. Amen.
Matthew chapter 4. Matthew 4.
Can you say with me, I can never be discouraged. I can never be beaten down. I can never be stopped. The hand of the Lord is upon me. I mount up as an eagle. Hey, I mount up as an eagle. And I fly. I spread my wings and I fly. I spread my wings and I fly. I am destined for the top. I fly to the mountain top. I soar like an eagle. Glory!
You went to apply for a visa. One thing happened. No, that's not my story. No. Eh? He performed the things that are for me. This visa is for me. There is a performance. Are you with me? Matthew chapter 4. The Bible says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to tempt him, did you see that? He said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. An arrow has been shot. Are you seeing that? A fiery dart has been shot. If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. I think you say you are a child of God. Where is your testimony? Are you seeing the arrow? Oh, you say, you said you are, you believe the word of God. Okay, where is that thing that you said you believe about? Okay, you say you believe God. Your child is sick. What is that sickness doing in your body? They look at the shield. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Are you getting this? That was a shield raised up to quench. Do you realize that after Jesus raised up that shield, the devil could not talk about that matter again? He had to bring another arrow. That one has been quenched. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. You know, I believe, like many other theologians believe, that the devil could not carry Jesus. It was a mental picture. It was a mental arrow. Because think about it. Okay, the devil took him. Then after the temptation, say, take me back. Take me back to where you took me from. Are you getting me? Then maybe Jesus and the devil are on the pinnacle of the temple. Then somebody's talking in the temple, say, don't make noise, though. Jesus and the devil are there. He's tempting him there. So I believe, like some other theologians believe, that this was a mental battle. He says, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. Do you realize that he is always saying, if thou be the Son of God, trying to make you doubt your identity, trying to make you doubt what God has said about you? That's how the arrow works. He tries to make events. You know that some people, the Bible says you will lay hands on the sick and recover. But they have faced some events and challenges. When they want to pray for the sick, you know what is happening to them? The arrow don't enter. So they no longer believe the word of God so much that if you lay hands on the sick, it will recover. They are doubting it. I know prayer, they walk, but let's go and see Baba. Let's go and find one Babalawo. There are people who they have been praying to God for something and it looks like it's not happening. After a while, they begin to accept the suggestions of the devil. You know what is happening? Their shield is breaking. Are you getting this? The devil is attacking them and it's looking like things are not working. He begins to give them suggestions. Their shield is catching. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Are you getting this? Tell your neighbor, it is written. That means the way to build this shield is to know what is written about you and about that situation, about that circumstance. Are you with me? Instead of crying and mumbling and thinking about your life, open the word and find out what is written. Sometimes, you know, my late dad wrote a book. Maybe I will print that book and give everybody free. An old book. It's called Faith for Living. He classified scriptures into different points. If you are trusting God for marital breakthrough, there are scriptures. If you are trusting God for prosperity, scriptures. If you are trusting God for healing, scriptures. Are you getting me? I think I will find that book. Whatever I can do, just be giving it to everybody. Give every member, give everybody. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into a high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And then Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shalt thou serve. Are you seeing the vehemence? Get away, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. So, the shield of faith is when you stand up and reject the devil and his schemes by what the word of the Lord has said. Maybe you see, you feel pain in your body. You stand up and say, I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. I am the temple of the Most High. Are you seeing? There is a premise on which you are rebuking the devil. Are you getting this? Maybe you are wondering, what's my future look like? He has a plan for me. It's thoughts of good. Thoughts of good and not of evil. My future is settled in his plan. My future is settled in his plan. Amen. I may not have all the details now, but with the Lord, it will be great. It will be big. It will be above all I imagined. Glory. You know, I'm saying it again. I think it's very important to teach this faith message to teenagers. Start learning it from when you are small. Start learning it. From when you are a child, start learning it. Are you with me? For by day I have run through a troop. And by my God I have leaped over a wall. He teacheth my hands to profit. Are you with me? Because as you grow many times, they don't teach you. You don't know these things. And by, from the age of 11, you don't face challenges. Satan, they fire arrow. Pah! Some people, they woke up and discovered that everybody that would have helped them, dead. Daddy, dead. Mommy, dead. What will you do? Some of them grew up as orphans. Their uncle abandoned them. That's when to say, don't say Jesus come from heaven or let him come from beneath. But the word is hiding in thy mouth. Oh, I can put the word of God in my heart and in my mouth and begin to declare my future. Are you with me? Yes, sir. You come up from NYC, you apply to all the places. We are sorry to inform you. We are sorry to, people know what I'm talking about, right? The ones who have the NYC. You apply here, you apply here, you apply here. Hey! He has said, I will not leave you for nor forsake you, that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. That's a shield. So, in building this shield, first of all, you get into the word. Number two, you make sure your mind is solidified in the word. You don't allow the suggestions of the devil break through. Are you with me? You protect your heart. Protect your mind jealously. Ladies, listen to me. You see all those nonsense, rubbish ideas? If your nose is not like this, you are not fine. That's why you stay in the mirror. Before you know, I'm not like this. I'm not like that. My this is not like that.
My daughter does not be like that. And before you know what's happening, that is the idea you are pushing out. Are you getting this? And you begin to attract to you not what you want, but who you are. You begin to attract to you the things consistent with that mindset. See, I'm just short. I'm just short and down to it. No. No, the Bible says, "Lo, I'm with you." Hey! God had to deliver me from that mind. I said, this one I'm short. Somebody told me that because I'm very, very short, that girls, no girl will like me. I said, hey. Then when I met Bishop Edipo, me and him, I was standing beside him. We are the same height. I said, don't worry. It is short people who are great. The man laid hands on me. I stood up like this. I was the same height with him. I said, don't worry. We are the ones who are great. Forget about it. If you're taller than me, you are too tall. That rubbish idea, say she was, you must be taller than her. So when she hugs you, you will not put her hold her like this. I said, don't, that was your business. Me, when I hug my wife, my hand is hanging like this. It's fine. We may be laughing, you know, but many people have those ideas. Me, I'm too fat. I'm too fat. What are you saying? What are you saying? No, you don't. God does not give you the body you want. He gave you the body for your destiny. Are you with me? He gave you the body for your destiny. He said, this body, God prepared it for great things. That's why I'm like this. I'm going very far. I will do big things for the master. Are you with me? You don't carry that defeated mindset. You see a person singing very well. Ask my voice. It's just, I don't have voice. Come on, sing with what you have. It will get better. Are you with me? I only wish if I had that. I only wish if I was like this. If I only wish, no. Begin from where you are. Are you with me? Don't allow those. Guard your mind. Guard your heart jealously. Guard it jealously. Guard it. Can you tell yourself, I will guard my heart jealously? Let me tell you something. Even when demonic manipulations want to start happening to you, the devil wants you to agree first. You will start seeing things around you to make you accept that you are under a generational curse. So what happened to the fact that you have Zoe? You have the life of God in you. The Bible says he came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, which were born not of blood, not of blood, nor of the will of man. That means everything from my bloodline, Kai, has been disconnected because I believe in Jesus Christ. Are you with me? He will begin to show you. He said, you see now, see your father. See what happens to your father. Are you not seeing that's happening to you? No. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 18 from verse 4, it said, let this proverb not be used again in Israel. The fathers have sinned and the children's feet are set on edge. It says, as long as I live, it shall no longer be used. He says, the sword has never shall die. The sword of the father is mine. The sword of the son is mine. So whatever my father did does not consign me. Are you with me? He will face God. Whatever I'm doing, God will face me. Are you with me? My family pattern of darkness is not my pattern. So you reject it. Are you getting this? What do we... You know why I'm telling you to talk? Some of you are wondering, this conference, we don't say talk, speak the word. Do you know spells are words? Curses are words. Driven by dark powers. But by the time you pray in tongues, kappa. Zoko pekete, you release your own spells. that binds the devil. He binds his spells and breaks it down. The Bible says the Lord God shall make you 1,000 times greater than your fathers. Whatever your father was, even if he was a rich man, your own destiny is to be at least 1,000 times more than him. Do you hear what I just said? That's what the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1. It says the Lord God will make you 1,000 times greater than your fathers. So no matter what your family, no matter who your dad was, no matter where they are, God's plan is that you will be 1,000 times greater than them. So you should have this as a shield in your heart. Amen. Let's watch that video. I got this video from Dr. Strange, part 2. So I'm wondering, hey, Pastor, did we come to church to watch a movie? You know, I told you I don't watch movies for nothing. I watch movies for kingdom value. If I watch a movie and I cannot get any kingdom value, it's a useless movie. Okay, so in this movie, this woman called Scarlet Witch was coming to attack what will I even call them now? They're coming to attack this group of priests. They called itself, is it Kamataj or something? Because they were trying to protect a girl from being killed by her. And so, when she was trying to attack them with her own supernatural powers, they set up a shield. And the strength of that shield depended on their consciousness in their mind. Watch this, how she broke into them. Watch it closely. Because it touched me. Watch. Please, let the volume be clear. Watch. Boss. As you can see, there was a corporate shield together that was not allowing her influence break into their sphere. But see what she did. You know, when I was watching the movie the first time, when I saw the play spot, I paused and started praying in tongues. Was it my wife? I was watching it. Somebody was like, if you say you too do. See? Wait to be spiritual. Yeah. You know, no say, I am a walking scripture. And anything that tallies my frequency, I will see it. So, just watch. She tried so hard, she couldn't enter. Their shield was working.
Nail it.
No way. She got to this one's mind. There was no entrance. No entrance.
She's trying to get in their heads.
Sorceress, fortify your mind.
Pause. Fortify your mind. Fortify your mind. Are you seeing what's going on? He blessed me. But the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the fortification of your mind. See, if you understand what I'm saying, eventually, what you see in your reality will eventually conform to what is in your mind. Watch on. This one, you don't get this one. Run. Are you seeing his shield are breaking?
Down.
course, from this point hence, she took over. Once she was able to break the fortification of that woman's mind, she had an entrance. This is what the devil does too. The devil is not as... See, you are more powerful than the devil, though. She was not as powerful. See, as long as the shield was there, she had no power. The devil is not as strong as you think. Are you getting what I'm saying? All she just said was, run. Not fight me, run. Once you start running like the devil has the power, he will break in. You see, that was how the shield got broken. Because the guy just accepted what the devil was bringing and began to run. Can you say, I will not accept the suggestions of the devil? Jump on your feet. If you were blessed, shout glory! Taking up the shield of faith, whereby you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. All that God has said, you take it up and you quench every suggestion. And even when it looks like things are happening around you, when there are already physical circumstances around you, you take up that shield. Are you getting me? Yes, can you begin to pray right now? Pray in the spirit. And as you pray, begin to declare words.